This is Magic Indulgence from More Than, the insurer with a Call Me service on its website, just in case you need to talk. More Than, doing more on Magic 105.4.
London's Magic 105.4. On this Sunday night, we're having an indulgence with the actress Sarah Parish, who is with us right now and looking absolutely fabulous and blooming, of course.
Thank you. Some people would say fat, but blooming I prefer. Yeah.
Blooming is great. When's the baby due?
Do you know, it's actually due on my birthday, June the 7th, but they never come on the due date.
Right.
So hopefully around that area.
I've got a feeling this one might, you know, just for sort of completeness.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. It would be quite nice, actually, if it was, because it would be my 40th birthday. And I think if the baby's born on my 40th, I can just forget that birthday.
Yeah.
And have it next year.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Go on to the DJ calendar, which kind of rolls backwards once you get into the late 30s.
Exactly.
That's the one I use anyway.
I like that.
Let's play some music, Sarah. That's what you're here for, to play some your favourite magic songs. And we'll go for one of the great magic artists. This is Van Morrison first.
Oh, lovely.
Which song are you going to choose from Van?
Brown Eyed Girl, please.
Because?
Oh, because it's just a super song and I'm a brown-eyed girl.
There you go. That's lovely. Right, okay. Sunday night, Magic 105.4. So chosen for us... I'll start that again. Sunday night, Magic 105.4. And the first song chosen by our guest this evening, the actress Sarah Parish. And it was Brown-Eyed Girl Van Morrison, because she is a brown-eyed girl. And from Yeovil in Somerset,
Yeovil. And so, do you know, a lot of people... get very surprised when I say that. Oh, I thought you were from Manchester. I could have sworn you from the north. Ever since I did that Boddington's advert.
Yes.
I don't know if it's been a curse or a blessing.
That was the chip fat one.
Give us another rub down with that chip fat. You're right, it was. I was Vera.
Funny I remember that.
I can't imagine why. Ever since then, I have been cast in a succession of very strong female northern roles. And a lot of the time I meet people and they can't believe that I'm not from Manchester.
Yeah. And how did you come from Yeovil then to get the acting bug? Because what was it that kind of inspired you?
Well, my parents are very, very keen on amateur dramatics. My father actually trained as an opera singer years and years ago. My mum trained as a dancer. So they were very, very keen on the arts. And that kind of seeped through into their three children. My brother is a musician, plays with PJ Harvey quite a lot and the Eels. And he's produced Tracy Chapman's album a few years ago. My sister is a fantastic singer. She's actually married to a vicar now, so she didn't take it up professionally. But she was a brilliant pianist, lovely singer. So we've all got the bug, really.
But you had to come to London for that, didn't you?
You studied
in London when you were 18, I think you moved
I here. Moved to London when I was 17 and did a succession of very strange jobs, things like working in chocolate shops and selling fake jewellery and being a cleaner and all those kind of things. And then I went to drama school for 3 years after that.
Character building, though.
Yes, I think so.
Time for another song on Indulgence. Who are you going to choose for us next?
Sure, let's have Hotel California by the Eagles.
The full version as well, and let's not talk over the introduction like some people would.
Let's have the full version, please.
Okay, where does this take you to?
Now, I've chosen Hotel California because I went on holiday with James recently and we actually went to the real Hotel California in Todos Santos in Baja, California. The song is actually written about this particular hotel, so I've been there, first-hand experience.
It's London's Magic 105.4. I'm Paul Fear, and our guest on Indulgence tonight is Sarah Parish. I'm just looking at the list of programmes that you've been in. You're one of those kind of, I call them 9 o'clock actors, aren't you? If it's on ITV or BBC One at 9 o'clock, there's a good chance you'll be in it. We've got Peak Practice.
That's right.
Hearts and Bones.
Yeah.
My teenage daughter's favourite, which is Cutting It.
Oh, that went down well.
And she wants to know, is it coming back, please?
Oh, well, not with me in it, because she should know if she watched it. I died, didn't I, in the last series?
Maybe she missed the last episode.
So unless there's some sort of amazing miracle happens, I ain't coming
back. You're not coming back. Your scissors are well and truly rested.
They're out. Yeah, I'm done.
But currently having fun in Mistresses.
Yeah, currently doing Mistresses. Last episode on Tuesday. It's going down incredibly well, actually. I'm always eternally surprised how well things go down. But the ratings have been fantastic. The reviews have been great. We're really hoping for a second series. So fingers crossed for that.
You had some news, of course, with the pregnancy recently that you had to share amongst all your friends and family.
That's right.
I guess when you're a celebrity, that news is going to come into the magazines and papers, isn't it? Do you have to make sure that everybody knows in your family before they pick it. They don't want to pick it up in a newspaper and read it, do
yeah,
they?
Yeah, no, they don't. I mean, obviously, when information like this comes out, I try and call as many people as possible to warn them that things will come out. So the BT at the moment are giving away free weekend calls, which is perfect for somebody like me because I'm so busy in the week. I tend to save up everything I need to do for the weekend. I settle down at about 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, pick up the phone, and I put it down at about 10 o'clock on Sunday night.
Wow.
Take a few breaths in between, maybe a couple of cup of tea. Yeah. But to know that I have free weekend calls now is fantastic. I don't have to get off the phone. I don't have to rush the other person off the phone because I'm worried about money. It's a godsend for someone
Absolutely.
Like me.
And you've got a song here about a telephone call by the great Stevie Wonder.
I love Stevie Wonder.
Wouldn't it be great to have him back live sometime?
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic to see him live?
He's on my list. Dream. On my list of people I really want to see live.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
I just called to say I love you. Here's Stevie. I won't sing.
Fantastically done, by the way.
Oh, God, I've segued in.
Yeah. Beautiful. I didn't even have to mention it, did I? You're back with us on the Magic Indulgence on this Sunday night with Sarah Parrish. Sundays for you, Sarah, how are they shaping up at the moment? What's your kind of Sunday routine?
Oh, well, because I'm not working at the moment because I'm pregnant. Sundays are fantastic for me. I mean, weekends are always great for me, but especially Sundays.
Mm. Apart from sitting on the phone, of course, talking to all your friends.
apart from my husband trying to drag me away from the phone, which he often does, it's all about papers, fires, walking the dogs, watching the telly, just kicking back and taking it easy, really.
Who are your favourite actors then? Who do you look at and think, wow, you're doing a great job?
Oh, I love Julie Walters. I've always loved Julie Walters. There's something so warm about her acting. I think she's one of those people that can make you laugh and cry within 30 seconds. And I think that's an admirable quality. I love Helen Mirren. We've got some wonderful actors over here, actually, haven't we?
Haven't we just? Yeah. But Julie is particularly real, isn't she?
Yeah. She does it for me. She really does.
Yeah. Got to agree with that one. Let's have another song. We'll go back to, I think, the 60s. When we weren't even born.
Oh, lovely.
It's going to be the Kinks. Which one have you chosen?
Let's have Sunny Afternoon, because really that's what we all want, isn't it?
We're talking to Sarah Parrish on our Magic Indulgence programme tonight. You can sing. Blackpool, come on.
I mean, it's debatable.
You got away with it.
My mum would say I could sing. Yeah. I can hold a tune. Uh-huh. I think that's what actresses say, don't they? I can hold a tune.
Right.
Blackpool, we all had to sing. But luckily, we were told that we had to sing in character. So that didn't necessarily mean that our characters were brilliant singers.
Okay.
So we kind of got away with it.
But for people who don't know, Blackpool was a drama set in, well, funnily enough, Blackpool.
It was a six-part drama.
But it was a musical drama.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
A real risk at the time.
It hadn't been done since, do you remember Singing Detective?
Yes,
years ago, which went down really well. That was the last sort of thing like of this genre that had been done on British television. So we did Blackpool. We didn't know how it was going to go down, but it went down. Down absolutely brilliantly, and bizarrely enough, it went down in America brilliantly. And you'd have thought it was such an archetypal British show about Blackpool, but we got nominated for a Golden Globe. We were all flown over to LA. We did the whole red carpet thing. Obviously, we didn't win it because they didn't know what Blackpool was. But to be nominated for something that is so British and so different out there was it was incredible. I mean, it was a fantastic time and a great show.
You've done a little work in the States, I think, haven't you? You were in The Holiday.
I've done bits and pieces. I've done a couple of American films. I did The Holiday with Kate Winslet and Jude Law and Cameron Diaz. I did a film with Deborah Messing.
Yeah, which we love, by the way.
Well, did you?
Well, my children love it, absolutely.
Quite a good fun, isn't it? Yeah. And I did a pilot over there as well. They have a thing called pilot season in America where you go over and they try out lots of different programmes and you do like a little half-hour programme, and if they make it, you're out there for 7 years. They didn't go with mine. I don't know whether that's a blessing or a curse, really.
7 years in LA might send you crazy.
Playing the same character. I was quite relieved, actually, when it didn't go. But it was a fantastic experience.
Music time now. We're going to have one of my favourite Magic songs. Always a delight to hear Bill Withers, who we don't hear enough of, I think.
Let's have a lovely day.
Cool. I might as well not be here, really. She's so good. Okay. Choosing our songs tonight, and as always, the time runs out so quickly. We have lovely Sarah Parrish with us, who's, it's a bit of an indulgence show tradition that you have to have an ABBA song. Everybody, when they see ABBA on the list, said, Yeah, I'll have one of those. There are so many to choose from, aren't there?
I love ABBA, though. I've chosen this particular song. I've actually chosen it for somebody else. I'm choosing this for Amanda Holden. I know she's a big Magic fan, as I am as well.
Well, so Amanda actually does some of our voiceover work.
Well, there you go. She's probably listening right now. She is a huge ABBA fan. And I know Dancing Queen is one of her favourites. So this one's for you, Amanda.
Clear the decks. Handbags. Here we go.
Here we go.
Brilliant.
That's lovely. Okay. London's Magic 105.4, enjoying an hour in the company of Sarah Parrish tonight, picking out some favourite Magic songs, playing a song earlier for a Magic listener and famous friend, Amanda Holden, which was ABBA's Dancing Queen. I suppose then Amanda's going to be the most famous person you're likely to pick up and dial at a weekend, is she?
She's one of them. I've got quite a good call list going on, actually.
Who else is on your call list?
Well, the Doctor.
David Tennant. Yeah. Who you've worked with quite a lot, haven't you?
We've done the hat trick, yeah. David and I. I can't imagine that we'd ever be employed together again. We did Blackpool together, which we've talked about. And we have done Recovery, which was a one-off drama last year.
Excellent.
And then from that, as soon as he got the part in Doctor Who, I hassled him and said, look, I really, really want to play a baddie, but not just a willy-nilly baddie. I want one of your Christmas specials. You know, I want a big, bad one. So, sure enough, this thing came through my letterbox, and within 2 weeks, I was trussed up in 4 inches of red latex playing the Empress of Ragnos.
Yeah.
A big red spider.
Did anybody recognise you? Did they?
Well, it's quite funny, actually. I was walking down Berwick Street last year, and one of the stall holders called me over, and he had a good old look at my face, good old look around. He went, yeah, you was the big red spider in Doctor Who, weren't you? I was like, what a blooming cheek. How could you possibly recognise me? I had 8 legs, 6 eyes, you know, great big fat red bum.
Must have been a bad hair day.
But you could see through that. Oh, yeah, that was definitely Sarah Parrish. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Final song choice. Oh, it's gone so quickly. This will be America by Razorlight, bringing us kind of right back up to date with this song.
Yeah, love this song. This one's for my husband. This is for you, James.
Any particular reason why this one?
We had a great summer, and this was our summer song. Not last summer, but the summer before. This was our summer song.
Okay, one of the pre-baby summers. Which...
Yes, those days are gone now.
Yeah. Okay. London's Magic 105.4, final song choice tonight, and it's been a great hour to spend in the company of Sarah Parrish, and like we said, baby on the way on your 40th birthday.
I know.
Coming up in, I think you said June, yeah?
June the 7th.
In June. Well, good luck with all that.
Thank you. I'm
guessing then we're not going to be seeing too much of you on our TV screens.
I'm going to take a little break.
Do the mummy
year.
Thing.
Yeah, going to take a little break. I'll come back to work later on this year.
Right. Anything you can mention?
Not at the moment. I mean, it would be lovely to do another series of Mistresses, so keep your fingers crossed for that. But any other projects, we'll have to wait and see.
From Mummy to Mistress in about 6 months. How about that?
That's a good segue.
Not bad, is it? Sarah Parrish, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And don't forget, you can download the full uncut version of this Indulgence from midday tomorrow. Just log on to magic.co.uk/podcast for the details. And we've got more great music coming up for you now with Mellow Magic next on Magic 105.4.
Magic 105.4.